welcome to, are we on week three now?
Three.
The NFL Wolfpack podcast.
Yeah.
Week three. It's Peter Peghill with you today with two out of three of my normal co-hosts. Now, I know you're thinking, you're hearing two out of three. You're thinking, Ivan hasn't made it. He's off doing all sorts of things. You know, he's off with the Illuminati or things like that. Who knows? But no, Ivan, you're here.
I am here. I've made it. And I just feel like I need to keep my 100% record up just so we don't disappoint the fans.
I'm loving it, mate. So what have you been up to this week? I've heard that you're actually part of the Illuminati now. That's why I made that reference.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've formally been accused of being in the Illuminati.
On Facebook as well, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. This girl called me out. She said, we're not going to fall for this Illuminati propaganda. You know, we're not stupid to fall for this. So it looks like I've been exposed, lads.
Looks like it. Now, that's about your... Can we talk a little bit about your book just quickly?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you can give us the you can give us the money for advertising later. Yeah. You wrote a book. It's in the Amazon 100. It's called The Devil in I. Now, I've read that book. There's no reference to the Illuminati in there, which there isn't.
Yeah,
there isn't, is there?
No, there's no reference to government, and it's actually about the devil. So how was she pinpointed that to the Illuminati?
I don't know. Funny thing about your book, actually, we gave you know, the copy you sent to me and Hayley, which was lovely, by the way, and had a lovely message in.
Yeah.
We gave it to Hayley's mum because she really wanted to read it.
Yeah.
So she's read it. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So she just couldn't, because obviously there's some of the, you know, it's early in the morning, but there are some graphic scenes in there, aren't there? You know what I mean?
There is. It doesn't hold back. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. She just couldn't. All she kept hearing was your voice narrating the words.
Oh, me fiercely whipping the monkey while writing it. One hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, stroking the one-eyed milkman.
We've said it.
You know, guys, just to tie this into football, though, there is a scene in the book when the main character plays quarterback when he's in prison.
Yes,
there is. I
don't
know if you remember that, and he's so good. And I got my inspiration from...
Is that from the day we played on... Is that when we played on... Yeah, is that when you got it? Did you get that from Andrew Luck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just imagined, what would it be like if Andrew Luck was in prison?
Yeah.
Easy now. And but playing in prison.
Yeah.
you know, that's we, yeah, we're not accusing Andrew Luck of anything. Although that is suspect.
yes.
But, yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm all good, man. I'm all good. The claims of being in the Illuminati has fazed me and ruffled my feathers this week, but I'm all right.
Cool, man. And we'll then move across to the second co-host who's in. He's kept his 100% record. The Prince of Manchester. He's actually recording it today on some antiquated software on his Mac, so fingers crossed the quality's all right. Hand it over to Richard Mars Morris. How you doing, buddy? All right?
Yeah, all good. All good, mate. It's just been an interesting week. I mean, everything seems to be happening. I didn't get accused of being Illuminati. Me having a mega weird dream, including Iden. So Iden's really in the spotlight this week.
Iden's all over it, isn't he, at the moment?
He's in everything. Yeah. He's got his fingers in all the pies, so to speak.
Oh, man. That's grim.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is why I boycotted the show last year. Because it was just being berated.
Abuse.
Yeah, it was. But it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
decided to accept it in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like as standard as the sun rising.
Yeah. As the sun set, as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, or whatever. It's, you know, death, taxes, and everyone taking the piss out of Iden. Those things always happen. That is life.
Yeah.
Cool. So we have got no Greg today, unfortunately. I just don't think he could make it, really. So hopefully we'll catch up with him next week. He'll be able to give us some more stuff on the Jags. So we're going for sort of a a quick and dirty podcast today, aren't we? Sort of going in under, trying to get under 30, 40 minutes, aren't we?
Yes, yeah.
Guys, I have a theory, and I know that we've got a bit of time, we've got a time cap on today's show, but yeah. Greg has boycotted the show because the Jags got ruined last week.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And I mocked him and said, Chargers, that's a home win. And you were like, no. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And they won, what, 38-14 or something like that?
It was 38-14, and he was so defiant. He was so confident that Blake Bortles has finally developed into a quarterback. He's ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
But we have seen nothing from Blake Bortles.
And I think our
that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think our optimism after week one was absolutely shattered after last week.
Yeah.
Like, we all agreed the Bortles looked a little bit better. The Jags looked a lot better against Green Bay, and maybe they could push for a playoff even, but after last week, there's no way they should be anywhere near the playoffs.
They look a poor ball club again. Just looking at the box score, 14 points in the last quarter. So there's everything you need to know.
Yeah, and they only got 14 overall, didn't they?
Sorry?
They only got 14 points altogether.
Yeah, all 14 points in the last quarter. By the time that happened, Jaguars had scored, 35? It was 35-0. Yeah.
20 in the first quarter or something stupid like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was 21 zip at the half.
That's mental.
Now, what can the Jags do to turn this around? I mean, are they pretty much done right now?
Well, they're 0-2, aren't they? And they're not the only team in that division that's 0-2. You know, looking at the Colts.
I don't know what to say. I mean, we got beat by a good ball team last week.
Yeah.
That Broncos defense, I knew it was going to be a tough ask. But, you know, we actually gave them a good game until the last quarter. But we just, the defense tired, the whole team tired.
Yeah. They scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. That's the difference, really.
Yeah, man.
You think about it as well. Like, I mean, you guys were playing the Broncos side. The Jags were playing the Chargers. Like,
that's true. You're playing, you know, a team that will be in the playoffs this year and probably go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Chargers aren't going to win that division. They're 1-1, you know. I don't know.
It's a difficult one. I mean, at least you've got, like, a genuine game changer in Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jags game changer is Blake Bortles, which says it all at the moment, you know.
Yeah, we just have a horrific defense. The Colts are one of those teams that they've got elements of a great team, but they just can't string it together. And at the very first podcast, I said, you know, if they can string things together, if they can tighten up their defense and have a bit of a run game about them, they could easily make the Super Bowl. I don't think that's a bold claim, but
no,
you know, they the point is they don't have a good defense and they don't have a run game. And yeah. Andrew Luck hasn't been making too many errors, really. He's not the pick machine he was of seasons earlier.
True.
Very true.
It's going to be an interesting one. Well, when I say interesting, I mean interesting, not really exciting in that AFC South, but you know,
we've got the Texans are 2-1 now. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
The Titans. No, that's not in that division, is it?
Titans are, yeah.
Yeah, 1-1. They eked past the Lions. So it's still, like, I don't think it's game over for the Colts or the Jags, but
no.
You go 0-2 at the start of the season and you've got something like a 24% chance of making the playoffs. So you make it hard on yourselves, don't you?
Oh, you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that the stats? Like,
yeah, it's something crazy, like 0-2 and it's like a 1-4 chance.
Well, you know, me and Greg are going to the Wembley game tomorrow. Next week.
Next week, yeah.
Indeed, and it's both our teams. It's a divisional game, and we're both 0-2. It's huge. I mean, even if none of those things were involved in that game, it would have been huge just for the personal rivalry.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the actual, you know, the teams rely on this result in a big way.
Yeah, there's some massive divisional implications, aren't there, on coming up to the Wembley game.
Yeah. Huge, and I think I'm going to crawl into a hole and die if the Jags beat us. I just don't think I could live with myself.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
I think that hits a lot deeper. Yeah, a lot deeper issues than a.
Yeah. Cool, man. Let's roll on to what we want to discuss then. There's three topics this week. We just want to quickly glance over week two. Then we want to talk about the Patriots, because you can't not talk about the Patriots at the moment, and the quarterback situation just seems to get stranger and stranger.
Yeah.
Are we going into that now?
No, we'll go into week two first. Okay. And then we'll talk. So we'll talk about. Then we'll finish off with lock and shock. So, week two, week one was excellent. I just felt week two was a sort of a step off in quality in terms of games. How did you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a drop off. It's not. I'm not saying it was a bad week by any
stretch. No, it weren't a bad week at all.
But I think the first week was a lot more exciting than last week.
This had a lot to do with the fixtures, because we were even struggling with lock and shock, because the games were so sort of tight, and there was nothing really that stuck out, and sadly the games really reflected that. There was no real outstanding game, but there was a few great moments as always.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we go around, what was your game of the week? Do you want to start? Shall I start?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you what, my game of the week was the Browns blowing a 20-2 point lead at the end of the first quarter to lose by five.
How do they do it?
Yeah, everyone loves that,
you know. Not again!
Yeah, not again, man. Not again.
Stephen Browns! You know, so, just woeful. You jump up 20 points, you jump up 18 points against a divisional rival in the first quarter at home, and then you do nothing for the rest of the game. And there was nothing. Yeah. They offered nothing. And the Ravens, you know, they won. I know they won at the end, and they won by five. I think they went for the 2-point conversion, didn't they? And they missed it. Right at the end. But the Ravens played well. They did well to dig themselves out. But the Browns, 18 points. That's a 3-possession game. And you're giving that up. It's unacceptable, really, I thought. What did you guys think?
They're just a disgrace of a ball club, in my opinion. I mean, a team like the Pats, even with, like, you know, the fourth quarterback or whatever, wouldn't do that, because they've got a winning mentality.
Yeah.
And I think the Browns are just in free fall. I don't know what direction they're going in.
Well, I think they went with their plan was RG3, wasn't it? And then he's gone down now for what looks like most of the year. And they got Josh McCown back in.
Yeah.
And is he back
this week, or is he out still?
I think he's back this week. I've not seen anything, but I just don't think it matters with the Browns at the moment. They're just in complete disarray as a ball club.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? We're talking about a club that's 0-2, and then we look at the Colts that are 0-2, and we're more positive on the Colts, who've got exactly the same record, than we are with the Browns.
Yeah. Well, that's what we try to do. I mean, touching back on fantasy from last week, I know that's sort of. That should have been put to bed, but it's just forecasting and looking at the schedules and what they've got around them. And, you know, the Colts have got a lot more around them, you know, than the Browns have. You know, the better O line, but you know, probably a better center, but you know, a few more experienced targets out wide. They've got a lot more than the Browns have. That's why I think we'd be a little bit more obliged to go with the Colts over them, even though they've got the same record.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Colts have a lot of heart. You know, even though we sank to a huge, we were down by loads of points in the first game. We showed heart to try and get back. And we took the lead at the end and just lost it the final second. And then we gave the Broncos a good game, but sometimes you're just not as good as the other team, and that's what it is. You know.
Yeah.
No, exactly. But yeah, the Browns, awful. To cough up a great player by the Ravens to do that. And, you know, the Ravens, they're all right this year. I don't think they've got a lot. And they've got a tough division with the Bengals and the Steelers to compete against. But, coming back 18 points down on the road, even if it is against the Browns, deserves a shout, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout. That's a good shout. What about you, Ike? What was your game?
For me, I mean, just from looking at the various highlights, I really enjoyed the Cowboys Redskins game. I don't know if you've seen much of it. It was actually a really enjoyable game. It finished 27-23 in the end. The Cowboys won it. And yeah, I really like the Cowboys. Without Romo, they're still delivering results, and and they're 1-1, you know, but they're putting points up. And I thought that was a really enjoyable game. But generally speaking, there was nothing crazy. I enjoyed the Cowboys game. Patriots, you know, special mention to them. I know we're going to talk about them in the next segment, but for them to win as well with brisket of beef, or whatever his name was. get a bit of mint sauce on that beef.
it's like Greg's still here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I watched coming back to the Cowboys games. Yeah, I did see the rolling highlights on Red Zone. It did look like a good game. It was nip and tuck, really, wasn't it, all the way?
It was. It was a good game. Good football game.
The Cowboys jumped out right at the end. I think was it Ezekiel Elliott with the final score?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was a good game, and you know, Dak Prescott 2 weeks in a row did all right.
He's shown a bit of character as well.
Tremendous character. Brendan Rodgers would be proud of him.
Yeah, without sounding too much like Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be good Brendan. For anybody.
Yeah,
yeah. Good game by the Cowboys.
Yeah. I tell you what was my favorite game. I mean, there were like you guys have touched upon as well. You know, there were quite a few interesting games. As much as we've kind of maybe slated it, you know, comparing it to Week One, but Week One was just phenomenal. So anything short of phenomenal is going to be a slight disappointment, which you can't have phenomenal every week. But my favorite game overall was Eagles and Bears. Carson Wentz is proving everybody wrong.
He's 2-0, and that's in Soldier Field as well, wasn't it?
At Soldier Field, and they beat him 29-14. He's putting up these numbers, and he's just, you know, like I said last week, everybody was saying, why was he not first pick? And it's so short sighted of the Rams to pick Goff just because he's from California.
Yeah,
you know, rather than go for the best player, you go for the hometown kid. You know, I mean. But
it's poor, really, isn't it?
Well, it's poor management, you know. And I do struggle to see where they're going to go as a ball club. I know they beat Seattle, but
9-3, thriller of the week. That
exactly, yeah. For Greg, that would be one of the best games he's ever seen. Yeah, 28-0 is a crap game.
What the hell happened in that game? I mean, 9-3. Like, how did the Rams shut them out?
Wilson had a stinker, didn't he?
Really played awfully, didn't he?
Shocking.
Oh, man. Yeah, he must have done, you know, one field goal.
That was it. They didn't do anything at all. I know there's an element of, you know, that was the first game in LA. But part of me thinks 9-3 is just...
I mean, there was no touchdowns in the game. It was a field goal
bonanza.
Just shocking, wasn't it? But I read somewhere Russell Wilson's passing rating. Was it something mental like 30 or something like that? It's just.
Oh yeah, it was awful. Let's see if I can get it up here.
I'm trying to have a quick look here now. It was just like the worst. Like I've never heard anything. Oh, it's just crazy.
It's just so low, was it?
I think 84.7. And then in the first game, it was 77.5.
Yeah.
But in the red zone, it was like 30% or something. Like, it's just that shocking. Like, when you think a perfect quarterback rating is like 146, is it?
Yeah.
He's so far off that. He's just having an awful season so far.
he's not playing well, is he?
Not at all. Not at all.
He's not playing well at all. Yeah. There were some other decent tight finishes. Was it the Giants beat the Saints?
Yeah.
And there were your dark horses. Yeah. Jets did well against the Bills, 37-31. Titans edged past the Lions, 16-15. Patriots, they held on really at the end, didn't they, against the Dolphins, 31-24.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was not the greatest week in the world, was it?
No, certainly not.
Hopefully this week will deliver some fantastic stories. But it has already, hasn't it, after the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we'll segue nicely. New England Patriots will start their emergency quarterback in week 4, Julian Edelman.
Is he actually starting?
Well, they're saying Garoppolo's out. Looks like Brissett's out for week 4, so it'll have to be Julian Edelman.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. It's great.
He used to play it in college, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the old Kent State quarterback.
So he knows how to throw the ball. I know you sent us that highlight reel, and he's shown some good moments. So I'm actually really excited to see that. They're just a good team, and sometimes they could probably put anyone in quarterback and still be in with a chance of winning. They've proved it time and time again.
Yeah.
And you can't count them out.
No, I don't think
I was listening to Radio 5 on Friday, and they had OC Human Neuron, and he was talking about the system that the Patriots play.
Yeah.
And that you could plug in anybody into that system and they'll be successful. So my question I'd put to you is, what's better, Tom Brady or Belichick's system?
I mean, both. I mean, the marriage, because they're such a good partnership, them two. A Hall of Famer coach with a quarterback with so much clutch, it's insane.
I don't think one could work as well without the other, if you know what I mean. I mean, I know.
Oh yeah.
I know. Obviously, Garoppolo's come through, Brissett's come through, but you'd never win a Super Bowl with Garoppolo or Brissett. You know, you'd only actually win the Super Bowl with Brady and Belichick's system.
It's in those big playoff moments, isn't it? When it's sort of like you've got a minute left and you've got to storm the field. Yeah. Brady can do that.
You'd never say, right, okay, Garoppolo, minute left to get us to the Super Bowl. You'd be like, oh, he could do it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
I'm not that sure. But with Brady, you're almost like, a minute left, that's an eternity for him.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at Brissett's stats from the Houston game. It was 11 of 19 for 103 yards.
Oh, jeez.
See, I mean, that just speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, they could have put me in there, and I probably would have won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have just passed it off to the running back every play.
Grab a helmet of pads, kid. You're in.
Yeah.
Go make yourself a hero. There,
make yourself famous.
Oh, he's going for a crazy run.
Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, he's down. Yeah. No, he's not moving. Yeah, we got a problem here. Yeah. We're going to take an injury timeout, folks.
Yeah. Hey, other kid, get your pads. Make yourself famous.
Get in there, man. But yeah, it's quite an incredible situation in New England at the moment, isn't it? And got a divisional game week 4, and then Tom Brady's back. But Julian Edelman, I no doubt that Julian will do well, but. Oh, it's just descending into almost farce, isn't it, really, on the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
So, Pete, you're the resident Pats fan here. So, what do you feel about all this? Are you confident that the team can pull out a result today? Or do you feel like even if you take a loss, you've still got some wins, 2-1 or whatever, and you can go into the next game with... Is Brady back the next week, is he?
Well, yeah, we played our game on Thursday, didn't we, where we beat the Texans. So, we played our week 3 fixture. So, we're 3-0.
Right.
So, I think I said to you, didn't I, at the beginning, if we're 2-2, I'm happy with that. you know, that's a great result. Split the difference.
Yeah.
But man, you've got this real weird thing as a Pats fan at the moment where, you know, it's, we're 3-0. We've got the first quarterback who's suspended for one more game. Second quarterback's injured. Third quarterback's now gone down, and it looks like the emergency quarterback Julian Edelman's going to start. And I think we've got I think it's a divisional game against the Bills we've got next week at home. Now, okay, we've got that advantage that we're at home and the Bills, you know, not the greatest ball club in the world, but it's Rex Ryan, isn't it?
Yeah, they're 0-2, aren't they, as well?
Sorry?
They're 0-2, the Bills, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen. It's exciting, but it's nervy watching the games when you haven't got Tom Brady in there and you don't feel that element of calm.
Mm.
It's all right, Tom's in, it'll be all right. You got Garoppolo came in at week one and did a great job, and he did a great job against Miami until he went down, and then they got Brissett in for the remainder of the Miami game, and of course he didn't have many snaps.
No.
But then, to be fair, to credit that Patriots coaching staff, they had 5 days to rebuild and to put something in place for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
and it was effective.
They've done really well to make the best out of a bad situation. They've come out smelling roses. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know the Pats can win these games, and then, you know, I don't want to keep picking on the Jags, but you know they've been building and building and building, and this is their year, and they can't win a game with all their first choice people.
No, true. Yeah.
I mean, the Pats are going to be for their fourth quarterback. They're going to be a receiver down.
Yeah.
I fully expect them to still win. That's the thing.
Well, I'm glad you've got that confidence.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I just think, you know what? Even if it is, if it's 3-1 and we take the last week 4, that's a great start.
Yeah.
That is a great start.
It is. I mean, even if you take a loss and go 3-1, it's still a fantastic start.
I just sit there and think Roger Goodell must be so angry because he blatantly hates the Patriots. He's tried everything to try and do everything to them.
Yeah.
And they're just coming up with the answers. 3-0, top of the AFC East.
Yeah.
On their fourth quarterback, but meh.
I've got to mention something there, Ryan. I'm just looking at an article now. Jacoby Brissett injured his thumb, right?
Yeah.
So unless that guy's broken it, he needs to strap that thing up and get on the field.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean? Injured his thumb? Has he broke it?
That's typical Patriots injury update, isn't it? He's hurt this area, but we're not going to tell you how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that thing's not broken, he needs to bandage up and get on the field.
Yeah, and he might do, and he might suit up, you know, for the week 4 game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going back to that as well, I mean, without sounding like disrespectful or anything. Like, he's a third-string quarterback. I mean, if it was Tom Brady... Yeah, and if it was Tom Brady and he's injured his thumb, it's like, well, okay, he's part of our long-term plans. For Brissett, get the hell out there. Get strapped up. Get out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Do a job. Like, you're not, like... Well, I'm not saying he'll never be, like, a franchise quarterback because we haven't seen him enough of him, but, I mean...
Yeah.
Christ, if he goes out with an injured thumb and it's not broken... Like what kind of future has he got in the league? Like,
yeah, I mean he could go out and put on a performance and he's going to be viewed on national TV.
Yeah,
everyone in America, every bar is going to be watching him. And
yeah,
what a great opportunity for his career.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of sitting at home crying over a broken nail or something, you know.
We'll see. We don't know how bad the injury is, do we? So, you know what? The Patriots backups have done really well.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Peg. We don't often get a chance to rip on the Pats, so we've got to take the
chance. No, that's true.
You guys don't give us a chance to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those rare occasions, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. But, you know, one more week, and then it's Brady time, and then the season really begins.
Yeah.
And it might be good, and you know, to begin the season 4-0 with playing with your third-choice QBs there.
Yeah.
That just cements Bill Belichick's legacy, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
He's probably the best head coach of all time.
Definitely.
Indeed.
Should we hit lock and shock?
Yeah, we'll hit lock and shock. Yeah, definitely. So, you know how it is, gentlemen. One from each. one lock, one absolute nailed on certainty, one, you know, oh, there could be a surprise upset there. Oyd, do you want to go first, mate?
You know what, can I waive my slot and maybe go second or third, because I'm really struggling with this.
Okay. I've got them ready if...
Yeah, Mars, go for it, man.
Okay, well, the lock, I'm seeing that as the Panthers against the Vikings. I think I know the Vikings are on a 2-0 streak, but without Adrian Peterson, I think they're really going to struggle. I know they got Asiata and McKinnon to come in, but
yeah,
it's a bit of a tough ask. Is it at Carolina?
Yeah, it's at Carolina.
Oh, that just nails it on even more. So. But obviously, with everything that's happening in Carolina, I don't know. But I mean, that's going to be a nailed on Panthers win for me.
Okay. Cool. I think that's fair. How long's AP out for now? Are they saying a couple of weeks?
No, 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. So maybe not quite the whole season, but
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, most of it.
And he was my first round pick. So
that happens, mate. That's fantasy.
Yeah, but it's luck. Whatever. All it takes is one player to go down.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that going. I told you.
Yeah. After I berated him. You. After I berated him last week, and then my first round pick goes down.
I know, but you know.
It had to happen.
Skill, isn't it?
Yeah. Never mind.
What's your shock then?
My shock. It's going to be the Browns to beat the Dolphins.
Eh? Really? Yeah,
I don't know.
It's the battle of the basement dwellers. They're both 0-2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like Miami, that the spread is -9.5. To me, that's far too high. When you consider like the Panthers are -6.5, the bookies have got this as an absolute like nailing like.
Nailed on certainty.
But I don't see it that one-sided, if I'm honest.
No, okay.
So I'll go for the Browns to beat the Dolphins.
All right, that's cool. My lock. That's it. That is a lock, to be fair.
Yeah.
Shall I go next, Ida, or are you comfortable now?
Yeah, you know, I don't mind going next.
All right, buddy. Go for it, man. It's a lock first, mate, not shock after last week.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. Make yourself famous, Ive. <right. laughs>
Okay, so my lock is the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Bills. I just think, the Cardinals had a really emphatic win last week.
Yeah.
They got a good team, and I just don't like the Bills. I don't really see anything from them that can offer anything that can win a ball game. Mm. So I think that's my lock. Yeah, and my shock, God, this is so tough. It could be any number of teams, but...
There's a few, isn't there?
There is a few. You know, we could go Indy to beat the Chargers. I think that'd be a shock.
Nah, that's too close, I think.
I think that's a toss-up, mate.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think that'll be a toss-up. What's the spread on that? Moss, you got any idea?
Yeah, Indy -1.5.
Yeah,
it's always there with the favourites. See, I'm just being pessimistic now.
Yeah. I think throwing
the towel in.
Yeah, I think the biggest ones are like, obviously the Browns and the Dolphins, which I said, but like the biggest spread of them all is 49ers and Seahawks.
But see, that was going to be my shock. So I was going to go with the shock being San Fran.
Okay.
Because I just feel they had a good week and Seattle seemed to dip clearly against the only scoring 3 points against the Rams. So I don't know if that counts as a shock, but I think San Fran winning a game is a shock to anyone. So
yeah.
That's going to be my shock. I think they'll beat Seattle at Seattle.
That's a massive shout out, Ive.
With Blaine Gabbert under centre. What's the spread?
-10.
I mean, that's big.
You've heard it here first.
Oh, put your house on it, man. Put your house
on it. Nothing's going to go wrong. Trust me, man.
Guys, you know, a team that posted 3 points last week against a really poor team. You know, you could go San Fran +10 and it's still impressive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a doable bet.
Yeah. What about you, Peg? What are you thinking?
Hang on a second. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Game of Thrones?
No, my son's just come back home.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's like, hey, buddy. so, yeah, my lock would be... Yeah, I'm going to agree with Ide. You had the Cardinals to beat the Bills.
Yes, I did,
yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Came off, they got caught on a week one with, the Pats and Garoppolo and all that, but I think they'll be really comfortable against the Bills. They're offering nothing, particularly on offense. So I absolutely expect the Arizona Cardinals to go out and absolutely hammer the Bills. For my shock, there's a couple knocking around, isn't there?
Yeah, there is quite a few.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? You know, I'm looking at a couple. You know, I'm looking at Lions at the Packers. I don't know about that. I'm looking at Bengals to beat the Broncos.
I mean, that's the thing. These things aren't really even shocks either. So what could have been a shock at week one is starting to...
It's not a shock now.
Another thing, Clay Matthews is out today.
Yeah, so you wouldn't even say that's that big a shock because you're missing your big linebacker.
Yeah. The first game he's missed since 2013.
That's crazy. If I had to plug for one, I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going to go for... I'm stalling for time here, as you can tell.
No, really?
not at all. I just can't pick between two. Shit.
What about Jacksonville?
Everyone's like, no,
the Jags are going to go 0-3.
Yeah.
The Colts could well go 0-3, and that makes the London game interesting.
That would be the best thing for the London game, both to be 0-3.
To be fair,
they'd be fighting for every. They'd literally be like No Given Sunday, like fighting for every like inch on that Wembley turf,
inch by inch.
Man, I'm gonna mark out so much to Andrew Luckley. I'm so happy to finally get to see the Colts.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it next week.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. Are we going to do a podcast? Because we're going to be in Wembley, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find that out. We'll probably work something out. My shock, then. I'm going to say Bengals to beat the Broncos.
Wow.
That's a big
shock. They're at home.
Is that Bengals? Yeah.
They've got Dalton. They got AJ Green. They got a good running back. They got a team that can score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how that goes up against that Broncos defense, because I don't think, I know they played the Colts last week, but
yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, I think I can see that as well, Peg. That Bengals might beat the Broncos.
Yeah,
I can see that.
And that is it. That is a fucking quick podcast.
Mega.
Mega fast. Okay, right, let's wrap it up then. We'll be back next week. What time? We're probably going to get together on the Saturday, aren't we? Because you boys are down Wembley on the Sunday.
Saturday.
We're going to be in London, actually. But we've got our phones, so we can still podcast on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll have to use your QuickTime recorder again, Moss.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. Let's see how this week goes.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get us on the Facebook at Wolfpack Sports Podcasts.
That's right, yeah, Wolfpack Sports. And then the email address is wolfpacksports99@gmail.com, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I thought I might test it. You got there before I tested you this week, Mars. Well,
yeah, I've noticed you've been testing me. I thought I'd get in there before.
You've got it written down, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Apologies for the truncated podcast this week. We've had a lot of technical issues. We don't have Greg this week, so we've had to sort of nudge, budge and fudge something together. So from Iden, it's goodbye from him.
Adios, guys.
See you later, man. Enjoy your football later. Turkish Zavi. All the best.
From the the slightly sorry, go on. I've also been described as a slightly overweight Sami Nasri. So, you know, okay. I don't know how glowing that is, but
no, because he's overweight.
Not very.
That's not good.
It's not good. But I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. By all means, crack. And then from Mars, it's goodbye from him. You off to Miller and Carter this week?
Probably not. No, we've got some family coming around in a little bit for a bit of dinner. I think we're going to play a bit of golf as well with Anna's uncle. So, yeah, we've got a few things to do. Tidy the house, go shopping, chores, you know.
You've got Harry as well, haven't you? So let's not talk about...
Yeah, I think it's the
legendary dog.
The racist dog.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
I was thinking this. Is his name Harry Kelly after Chip Kelly?
Oh, it could be.
Oh, we'll move on.
But, he's loving life, you know.
Oh, he sure is. Fair play to him.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised he didn't stop. Has he burnt a 49ers flag yet?
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah. Like, is he stomped on, or is he shat on a Kaepernick shirt yet?
No, we actually, I got a funny story about Harry. A friend, you know, Sav, he's a friend, oh, he's an associate of some of us.
Yeah. <He's>, yeah, we don't want to get to.
probably a friend of mine, but associate of others. But, Sav actually thought that his flat was haunted. So, we were just talking, having a beer, watching the football yesterday, and, we said, dogs know if places are haunted. So I gave Harry like this pep talk, and we took him round Sav's flat to see if it was haunted, if he'd start barking. And the first thing he did, he just pissed on the side of Sav's bed.
Just took controversial dog.
Yeah, he doesn't live by anybody's rules.
He's very much a dog unto him. Himself. That then from me, it's goodbye from me. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in touch with you next week.
Yeah.